Some world leaders are expected to attend President Reagan's funeral after finishing this week's economic summit, which is scheduled in Sea Island, Georgia. President Bush has already arrived to host that event, and NPR's Don Gagne has been traveling with the president. Don, President Bush learned of Ronald Reagan's death while he was in Europe over the weekend. Can you remind us what he was trying to do there?
Yes, the big reason for the European trip was for the president to mark two big World War II anniversaries, the 60th anniversary of D-Day, which he did with this speech talking about valor and sacrifice at the American cemetery above Omaha Beach. He also marked the 60th anniversary of the date when American troops liberated Rome during World War II. Now, he also, though, used visits with Italy's Silvio Berlusconi and France's Jacques Chirac to lobby for support of a new UN resolution backing Iraq's interim government, the incoming government there. And he saw the Pope, which in an election year, when Mr. Bush is vigorously courting Catholic voters, is something he was looking forward to doing.
Well, did the president get the support on Iraq that he was looking for?
Yes and no. The meeting with Berlusconi certainly went well. Berlusconi is a big supporter. He backed the war in Iraq. But at the Vatican, in the meeting with the Pope sort of admonished the president during their meeting. He, of course, opposed the war, and he called for a very speedy transition to Iraqi sovereignty. And the Pope indirectly raised the prisoner abuse scandal at Abu Ghraib, saying that would make establishing peace in the region more difficult. Chirac's support was somewhat lukewarm for the resolution, but they emerged from that meeting at least giving the sense that a deal was near.
Now, of course, the president is speaking also to the European public and to the American public, but were his efforts overshadowed at all by President Reagan's death over the weekend?
It was Saturday evening, Paris time, when the president got the word of Reagan's death, and suddenly no one was talking about his meetings that very day with Berlusconi and Chirac. And there was an awkward moment that night when we were told by White House aides that the president would not make a live or on-camera statement on Reagan's passing, that there'd be a press release. Then more than 2 hours later, after midnight Paris time, the president appeared before cameras and offered condolences. So it seemed like a bit of an awkward moment, but that news did seem to really catch them off guard.
And now before Reagan's funeral, there will be this economic summit, which you're going to be covering. What's expected there?
Well, in some ways, it's a continuation of the European trip with follow-up meetings with leaders he's just met overseas. Officially, these G8 summits are about the economy and trade. That's certainly on the agenda and the impact of high oil prices. But the headline issue is Iraq. The president will continue to push for a UN Security Council resolution supporting the interim Iraqi government. Plus, as part of welcoming Iraq into the world community, its interim government will be represented at a special meeting with Middle East region leaders here on Wednesday.
Okay, thanks very much, Don.
Thank you.
It's NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.